Believers are taking machetes to church in Nigeria. A huge Haitian family marks its 30th anniversary, and Jamaica celebrates 50 years in freedom. More on these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. This story is becoming distressingly familiar. Another attack against Christians in Jos, Nigeria. More threats by Muslim extremists. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
Boko Haram has said now publicly again, Christians must convert to Islam in northern Nigeria or they will not know peace again.
Believers are still going to church, some arming themselves in case they're attacked.
It changes your entire mindset. If going to church means I could be killed, that really does raise a significant issue of how important is it to gather with other believers for worship and for Bible study and for other things when it literally means you could give your life.
The paradox of persecution does two things.
Nominal Christians become more serious about their faith and make it much more personal. The other thing, gospel activity can produce fruit because in times of upheaval, people are thinking about eternity.
Meanwhile, the change of government in Egypt has caused tensions so severe that E3 partners Tom Doyle is expecting civil war as early as next week. Yet at the same time, there's great news coming out of Egypt. Doyle, who was just there, says an official recently said on Egyptian television that 3 million Egyptian Muslims have left Islam to follow Christ. With a deteriorating system, Egypt is perhaps more open to the gospel than ever in history. Pray for God to continue moving in Egypt. This is Mission Network News. Can you think of a time when someone's simple act of caring made all the difference? Maybe even led you to eventually trust Christ? Well, these sorts of encounters are happening every day in Japan with victims of the 2011 earthquake. The Evangelical Alliance mission or team is still working with Crash Japan to respond to the disaster. Team's Paul Nethercott says that government cleanup has gone well, but
Crash Japan is focused on the areas that the government really is weak in. And the government basically has very little to offer in terms of meeting human needs, the emotional, spiritual, psychological needs of people. And this is the area where our Christian volunteers have really made an impact.
Volunteers create relaxed environments with mobile cafes, concerts, or tea ceremonies. These allow victims a chance to just talk. But even better,
people know that these thousands of volunteers are Christians, and there are people that are believing in Jesus Christ, and many hearts have been softened.
Keep praying for Japan. Next, did you know that the first CD player was sold in 1982? 1982 also happens to be when For Haiti With Love first launched its ministry. For Haiti With Love's Eva DeHart shares how her husband Don gained a passion to start the ministry 30 years ago.
And he felt that there was more to do with the Lord's money than spend it on yourself. And he went to Haiti. And when I met him, he said, I've been to Haiti. I left a part of my heart there. We come as a package.
Part of For Haiti With Love's outreach is building homes for Haitian families. They just finished their latest house project.
We're putting a family of 11 in that home because they had a very poor structure that they were living in.
They also minister Christ's love in the home building project with a ripple effect.
When you do something like this, it's a witness to the entire community.
You can get the full story at our website. And you might be jealous of the Luis Palau Association team because they're in Jamaica, but not for vacation. This year, Jamaica has its 50th anniversary of independence, and Andrew Palau will be speaking at a celebration festival. The festival is themed around true freedom in Christ, and they're expecting up to 80,000 people. The Palau team will be doing outreaches in schools and community centers as they prepare for the festival. Pray for hearts to be open to the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as other questions? Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.